107.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden arriving in Italy ahead of tomorrow's G7 summit. The U.S. has expanded sanctions against Russia, trying to limit the flow of money to fund Russia's war in Ukraine. And the Israel-Hamas war will also be high on the agenda. ABC's Selena Wang is in Bari with more.
There have been disagreements among these global leaders about the handling of the war, but recently they have unified around President Biden's ceasefire plan. In just the last few weeks, they put out a joint statement endorsing President Biden's plan and calling on Hamas to accept that ceasefire deal.
Republicans voting to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress for not turning over audio recordings of the special counsel's classified documents interview with President Biden. Garland had already submitted the full transcripts. The Federal Reserve Board leaving interest rates unchanged, saying more work is needed to cool inflation. The board also says there will likely be one interest rate cut this year instead of three. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The ACLU is suing the Wisconsin Department of Corrections to let women who give birth in prison stay with their newborns for up to a year. The Civil Liberties Group says the DOC was supposed to start the program in 1991, but still has not. A corrections spokesperson says the agency does work with new mothers who are out of prison on probation or parole. Wisconsin kids are doing well overall, but black and brown kids, not as much. That's according to the annual Annie E. Casey Foundation Kids Count Data Book. The Casey Foundation's Leslie Bossier says it's been the same story over the data book's 35 years.
We've never seen a significant percentage of children who were either proficient in fourth grade reading or basic math.
Wisconsin advocates want more public school funding and more black teachers. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The former Ascensia Health St. Mary's Medical Center in Duluth will soon be no more as crews prepare for its demolition. According to Ascensia Health officials, the organization has received about $11 million in state bonds to demolish the site as they prepare for a greater downtown use of the site. Officials are hoping that the site will soon be used as the new University of Minnesota Medical School's Duluth location. The bulk of work on the site will begin in July, and it should take about 12 to 16 months to wrap up. Lake Superior College will be hosting a variety of summer camps for area students, including a Gen Cyber Camp for students in the STEM field. According to a Northern News Now report, the program will allow middle school and high school age students the chance to get hands-on experience with things like building a PC, programming, mobile app creation, and some cybersecurity. The program is run by graduates and alumni, allowing them to give back to students who are interested in developing the same skills. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
A close call for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers held on to beat the Blue Jays. Toronto had held Milwaukee scoreless until the sixth. Then the Blue Jays loaded the bases with no outs, scored three runs until closer Trevor McGill came in to shut them down in the top of the ninth. Val Guerrero at bat. Jeff Levering with the call on Bally Sports.
Fly ball center field. Perkins back. He is there. McGill, the fireman the Brewers needed on this Wednesday afternoon, and they hang on to a 5-4 win.
So the crew wins the series 2-1. Up next, they host the Reds Friday night. NFL here at the Packers minicamp. I asked linebacker Preston Smith if the new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, lives up to his reputation as being a detail-oriented coach.
Yes, this is definitely fine detailing. Everybody has a role and everybody has a responsibility. Nobody gets a pass in no way or shape or form. I mean, you kind of know the responsibility in the run game and the pass for everybody.
That's Preston Smith with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening. Some could be severe with large hail, damaging wind gusts, and an isolated tornado. Partly cloudy and a low in the mid-60s overnight. Sunshine and low 80s tomorrow with a slight storm chance. Mostly sunny Friday, highs near 80. More rain possible this weekend. Right now it's 73.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt in Tom's favorite Slim Ink black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at the DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. This hour's keyword is trip, T-R-I-P, trip. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores, find your station, and use the text button to send the keyword for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Good luck. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome entertainment reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Chris Foran, and home show host extraordinaire and comedian Mike Siegel joins me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home
the
for
Devil's
Up North
Advocate
News Radio.
The show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday Hump Day, happy hour. Oh, yeah, my birthday as well. Just been self-indulgent enough for the show so far. I figure I don't need to keep bringing it up. We'll save all that adoration for you on Friday.
Happy birthday, Crudy, you old bastard.
Friday is your birthday. You are also becoming an old bastard each and every day. Although
still you're
an old
you.
Bastard since like college, dude.
I yes. am an old soul. Yes, I'm an old soul.
Yes, that's what you are. An old bastard. No, old soul. Dom, in this happiest of happy hours, we encourage the audience to join 844-967-2789. And I would like to say, I'm a little concerned about the trajectory of the election. You know, we make fun of the betting odds. Donald Trump, 2-1 favorite, or not quite that, but I mean, what, a 66% probability, according to The Economist, that Donald Trump's going to win election. That is crazy to me. And if anything, the enthusiasm of the crowds, the Trump support of the mega cult loving, they're more supportive now that he's been convicted. And I know you can say, Dom, well, you know, you can only vote once. You can vote harder this time. But what I would say, Trump's appeal has always been to low information voters, low proclivity voters, those that tend not to vote each and every time. That was his secret weapon. He brought people into the tent that never used to vote. And really, I think here in the state of Wisconsin, we saw it. It preceded with the Scott Walker recall. And when you look at the voting dynamics in 2012, summer of 2012, right about now, saw Scott Walker bragging about it the other day on Twitter. You know, I won the recall, and Wisconsin is still saving money from my reforms, $31 billion and counting, something like that. Well, the recall election brought people out of the woodwork, and I mean that literally, up in the north woods of the state of Wisconsin, that were not typical voters. And Donald Trump captured that same crew, at least here in the state of Wisconsin, in 2016, where he won the state, remember, over Hillary Clinton, despite the fact that she was up, what, 6-7 in the polls? Now, here we are 8 years later, and I realize Joe Biden beat Trump in this state. Joe Biden beat Trump by, what, 12,000 in Arizona? 11,780 votes down in Georgia? I mean, we know because Trump was fighting for every single vote, right?
Wasn't just fighting for them. He was trying to influence the election and fraudulently convince other Republicans in charge of elections in Georgia to find, quote unquote, find him votes that were not there. Yes. And he's being charged for that crime. But please continue.
Well, I'm not sure that they'll make it to court. I'm not sure. I talked to a friend. Well, my DNA daddy, Dom. He called me this morning to wish me happy birthday. And he lives down in Tennessee. And he claims this time around he couldn't vote for Trump. But I have my suspicions. I have my suspicions. And I would say, I've been to Des Moines, Iowa. I went to Des Moines about 2-3 summers ago, Dom, late in the summer. It was football season already. There was an Iowa game going on in Iowa City, which is just down the road from Des Moines. And Donald Trump had a Saturday night rally in Des Moines, Iowa, and he was counter-programming the football game, going head-to-head with Iowa football. And, you know, if you deep-fry it, Dom, they will come because they came marching into Des Moines that night, 25 to 40,000, depending on the estimate. It was a huge crowd, and we've seen big crowds like that. We've seen Bernie Sanders' crowd in Washington Square Park, in New York City, at NYU. But that crowd in Des Moines, I know you weren't there with me, Dom, but trust me, it was a big freaking crowd and everyone eating something deep fried on a stick. But anyways, that aside, that was the night where I saw the F Joe Biden sentiment, the let's go Brandon sentiment. For the very first time, I could not understand how these MAGA hated this Joe Biden so terribly. I mean, it was still relatively early in his term. He hadn't really gotten a hell of a lot accomplished other than trying to prop up the American consumer with a little money in their accounts, which I thought most people cashed and spent.
Yes,
but anyways,
they did.
There was real vitriol for Joe Biden at that rally in Iowa, and I didn't know where it came from. But they were fired up, Dom, off here. I mean, Trump's out there rallying in like a midterm year for no apparent reason. But they were fired up to see him. And we've seen Trump at smaller venues. I will go see Trump next Tuesday, June 18th. He's coming to Racine. I'll be there, Dom, and I'm curious to take the temperature of the electorate in southeastern Wisconsin again. Because I am very concerned that these MAGA, it doesn't matter what they believe, they're mad as hell, and they can't wait to go vote for Donald Trump. And why they have such animus for Joe Biden, I'll never understand, but they hate this guy. As much as we, or many of us, or at least some listening to my voice, would hate Donald Trump, and we think we've got good reason, and they have no good reason. Doesn't matter. That's the way they feel. But I would say the conviction of Donald Trump, I never thought I'd say this, Tom, but it has me very concerned. Not that swing voters and, you know, last-minute independents, you would hope that they have a clue, some reasonableness, and they're going to say, I'm not going to get with the 34-time convicted felon. But maybe they will, Dom. Maybe they will.
What,
because
let me
all
ask
the polls
you.
Right now seemingly indicate they will.
What? Midterms of, what, 2018? Did not go well for Republicans. Trump lost 2020. The midterms of 22 was supposed to be a red wave, didn't materialize. You got the Dobbs decision still out there. You got the conservative U.S. Supreme Court, you know, seemingly fixing the game, whatever the case may be there. That's not great news for conservatives. The economy is good, better than it was certainly during the pandemic when Trump was in charge.
That's not the perception, but please continue.
Okay, but look at the trend. That's what I'm telling you. From 2016 to now, what what are the Republicans hanging their hat on? What victory? What trend line do you think the Republicans have that would suggest that, yep, this is our time now? This is our time now. And I get it, man. I mean, I see the polls. They concern me as well.
They're running.
Polls don't vote, right? People vote. And we got 6 months between now and then. And that's a long time. And you're right. You know, early voting will start before you know it. And we'll see how it all pans out when Donald Trump, gets his sentencing. When he comes to Milwaukee, my backyard here in Milwaukee, and does the RNC. What kind of crap show that's going to look like? How he performs on the debate? What other cases? The Supreme Court is going to come down, presumably, within the next couple of weeks. Does Donald Trump have absolute immunity? Hells to the no, he does not. Well, does that mean that we can start this D.C. trial?
Are you sure?
Does that jump up? Well, okay, then. That certainly gives Joe Biden a whole lot of leeway to do what he needs to do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not clear. I understand the polls. I understand these studies and all these things. But what successes can you point to that the conservatives have had? Overturning Roe v. Wade, okay. Do you think that's a success? But electorally, that has not bode well for you. What successes can you point to that the Republicans can rally around, other than Donald Trump is our hero emperor, and we're out for grievances and the destruction of this country, and we want a strong man who can do it? I mean, that's the attitude. What's the platform? What are they running on, man?
Let me ask you, what was Joe Biden's platform? Joe Biden's platform was...
What successes can the Republicans run on, in your opinion?
I don't think it's about that. So it's not that I'm being dismissive of your question, but that's not how Republican voters, or the vast majority of voters, make their determination in the booth, I would say. And I got to ask you, Dom, I mean, as we turn to June, right? And we got a presidential debate in a couple of weeks. Maybe something like that could change the dynamic of the race. But by the 4th of July, here in the United States of America, knowing these two candidates, what's going to change? What's going to change about the trajectory of the polling, of the temperament of the electorate? The only thing that Donald Trump has to run against is nostalgia for cheaper prices. Well, it was cheaper when he was the president, right? Joe Biden's been bad. And the messaging of the Biden campaign, I got to tell you, Dom, has been thin gruel, because they haven't convinced the American people of the facts of the actual economy. The actual economy is strong, but they have not done a good job of getting that message out there. So,
but you said that doesn't matter.
Average. Oh, the economy absolutely matters. The economy absolutely matters. And people's perception is the economy was better under Trump. The problem is Joe Biden's a terrible candidate. Nice guy, bad candidate. Never was a great candidate. The greatest rationale to vote for Joe Biden, and I'm going to vote for him again, so don't mishear me, but the greatest rationale to vote for Joe Biden is he's not Donald Trump. But guess what? They're just as motivated by that. And now Biden's got a track record. Biden's got, you know, video of him locking up, not dancing to the brick house at the Juneteenth party. You know, they got all this stuff to crap on the guy, and they'll make it up, right? We know Republicans are not afraid to.
Man, that's not exclusive. That is not exclusive to one side, man. And again, okay, the economy, the stock market, inflation, you know, I mean, listen, there's a lot of time between then and now. And I think, you know, you're going to have people that are going to start paying attention, and these things will matter. The debate will matter. The RNC will matter. The DNC will matter. The charges in D.C., that trial will matter. And your calls matter. Come back with us, 844-967-2789. You get to rant next.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorite, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The Todd Alba Show.
Jane McNair, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
About that?
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the greatest radio show ever. It's true, the announcer says it, and you can join us at 844-967-2789. We got some callers. They have been patient. Let's get to it. Jack from the Mac, you will be first this segment. Welcome, Jack. What are your thoughts?
Well, hey, Jack. First of all, thanks for getting me on. I'm burning data like crazy here because I'm sitting up in the Black Hills in South Dakota listening to you on the Civic Media app, which is
nice.
A great app, let me tell you.
Nice.
Yeah. So, anyway, I called in earlier because I thought I heard somebody was whining about billions of dollars being spent on electric vehicles or charging stations or something. And these people that are so against electric vehicles need to understand a couple of fiscal facts. First thing is that's part of our defense against climate change, and we need to implement those as fast as possible. According to NASA, the damage alone from climate change is now somewhere approaching $3 trillion from storms and weather events. Secondly, we're giving away, what did he say, it was $7.5 billion, something like that. We're giving away tens of billions to the fossil fuel companies in this little thing called the depletion allowance, which basically for every gallon of gas there of oil they take out of the ground allows them to deduct that amount of money. And it's like, what?
Don't even get me started on depletion, Jack.
But the bottom line to all this is there is a bottom line. You put even half of that depletion allowance money into promoting EVs and charging stations, and I'm going to tell you, we're going to see some serious differences. But, of course, that's not going to happen politically because we got too many of our politicians on the take.
Let me interrupt you for a second, Jack. The problem, as Mike from Muskego pointed out, there's $7.5 billion allocated, and there's like seven of them built. And it's the same problem I think that Barack Obama suffered from, you know, when he claimed we got shovel-ready jobs. There's a lot of good stuff coming down the pike from the Democratic Party. I hope some of it has impact on the economy between June and November, preferably November 5th, somewhere in there. It's got to help the economy. I mean, actually, technically, our economy is roaring. But people have to see the wisdom and the clarity and the investment in things like charging stations. But I know you had another thought, Jack. I don't want to monopolize the time.
Well, thank you. It's your birthday. I mean, you should be able to do what you want to.
Don't tell him that.
Okay.
I treat every day like it's my birthday, Jack.
Okay. The other thing I want to say is the reason that everybody hates, well, not everybody, but the Trumpets hate Joe Biden is that Biden has been, Trump has, and virtually all the Republicans for 3.5 years now have been screaming, the economy is terrible. Somebody's coming to take your job. The border's open. Watch those guys. They're going to come in and they'll rape your wife and they'll steal your job. And it just goes on and on. They're just generating all this hatred, anger, and fear in their acolytes. And, of course, the acolytes are going to say, oh, anything that Biden does is terrible because Trump's going to protect us from this, which, of course, He never did while he was in office. But let's not even go there.
Let's not go there, Jack.
Let's appreciate not go it. There.
Good points. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison, you're next. Welcome, Dick. What are your thoughts?
Well, hey, Dick. Could it be, too? I totally agree with your last caller. Totally on everything you said. But could it be, too, that this is a lot of this is media driven, I think. They just jump on everything. And could there be, like in the late 60s in my day, a silent majority of people that are just going to go out and turn all of this mega stuff back, that aren't getting all wound up on our side, they're just going to go out and do it like we've been doing it, like Don brought up, for the midterms, for the stuff on Roe v. Wade. I mean, and just exactly when it's this nostalgia tour, when Trump talks about 2020, okay, let's take us back to 2020. Did you like wiping your butt with coffee filters and seeing refrigerator trucks piled up behind hospitals? I mean, he so mismanaged COVID, it's unbelievable. Put it out there, Democrats. Put it out there. It's just amazing to me that this is even a contest, and I don't quite understand it either, but I think a lot of it is media-driven. You look at these national newspapers, all they do is glom on to negative stuff about Biden, and then they overcover Trump. Everything he does, every move he makes. I mean,
hang on. Come on, Dick. We kind of resemble that remark. Appreciate it, man. 844-967-2789. Go ahead, Curdy.
Dom, you shared with me an article about James Carville, famously from the Clinton administration. And some of the advice Carville is offering the Biden campaign team, go on the attack, stupid. Carville's advice to the Biden campaign, take the attack to the next level. Don't argue with them. Just flood the zone. And you've got to be more direct. Specifically, he would drive home the message that the Republican Party is getting ready to take your birth control away. Carville was the only national Democrat who went to Kansas in 2022. It was pointed out by the commentator, when the state had a constitutional amendment on abortion on the ballot. That measure, which would have allowed the state to restrict or even ban the procedure, lost 60% to 40%. As Carville explained, what Kansas did at some level is show that we had some power behind this issue. We haven't lost an election since Dobbs, the Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. No, we have not. And I said we would not lose a statewide election in the state of Wisconsin as long as this issue is on the ballot. And I think it is each and every election. But I'm just telling you, Dick, and others that can hear my voice, their team's fired up. Their team's wearing the jerseys and drinking the Kool-Aid. They're all fired up. They're doing beer bongs. They're crazy for this guy. And our team, the silent majority, I don't know if you remember, Dick, but the silent majority was the Republican team back in the 70s. It wasn't our team. I'm a little nervous. I like our team to get fired up, get up off the bench, and start kicking some ass and taking names like the Devil's Advocates do each.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
First Lady Jill Biden plans to be in Wisconsin tomorrow. She'll tell older adults what's at stake in the election at an afternoon stop in Green Bay. Mrs. Biden has visited Wisconsin a number of times this year to campaign for her husband. The president and Donald Trump were in a virtual tie in the last Marquette poll. The economy is the number one issue for American voters. Susan Webb Yockey of the La Follette School of Public Affairs says young voters in particular are dismayed about the cost of housing.
I can't afford the American dream, right? And you're trying to sell that to young folks in America and sell your vision of tomorrow, and you can't afford the American dream.
And UW political scientist Barry Burden says young voters are less likely to be partisans. The two spoke at a WISP Politics luncheon yesterday. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. An active police situation ended with no incident in Duluth's Lincoln Park neighborhood on Tuesday. According to the Duluth Police Department, officers attempted to conduct a welfare check on a woman in the area of Michigan Avenue and Restormel Street, but the woman refused to leave the home. Authorities brought in crisis negotiators and asked residents in the area to avoid the home as they conducted their work. The woman eventually agreed to leave the home and was taken for a mental health evaluation. The Barron County Sheriff's Department rescued two kayakers that had overturned near the Makana Dam on Sunday afternoon. According to a press release from the department, the two kayakers were found hanging onto a tree just after noon, trying to resist the heavy current from the dam, and officers were able to use rescue ropes to bring the people back to shore safely. Both people were treated and released at the scene of the rescue, and authorities later recovered both of their missing kayaks downstream. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Here's one of Pete's picks. Check out The Last Stop in Yuma County on Amazon Prime. The film is set in Arizona and starts when a knife salesman pulls into a gas station that is out of gas and waiting for a tanker. While waiting at the diner next door, two bank robbers show up as well as a handful of other locals. The film is full of tension and has no big stars, which makes it easy to lose yourself in the story. It will also surprise you more than once. The Last Stop in Yuma County received 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. Hollywood legend Elizabeth Taylor says her marriage to Eddie Fisher was one big friggin' awful mistake. Fisher must have felt that sting from beyond the grave. The New York Post reports that the quote came from a new documentary called Elizabeth Taylor, The Lost Tapes. Taylor also says husband Michael Wilding wasn't dominant enough. That sounds like one explicit documentary, even though she actually used the word friggin'. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening. Some could be severe with large hail, damaging wind gusts, and an isolated tornado. Partly cloudy and a low in the mid-60s overnight. Sunshine in low 80s tomorrow with a slight storm chance. Mostly sunny Friday, highs near 80, more rain possible this weekend. Right now it's 73.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. This hour's keyword is trip, T-R-I-P, trip. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and use the text button to send the keyword for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Good luck. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella Devan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. On the road with Jane and Todd. The tour continues. Next stop, Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Stop in for a coffee with Jane Matinair and Todd Albaugh.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday edition, June 12th, my favorite day of the year. me and H.W. Bush share a birthday, and the next important date on the calendar, well, tomorrow Trump's coming to D.C. to meet with the Republican leaders, air quotes, and then Dom and Trump share a birthday on Friday, June 14th. A sad day for the nation. Your birthday is, Dom.
Come on, it's Flag Day. It's a glorious day for this nation as we celebrate the American flag. And I do not fly it upside down.
I did see a upside down American flag on the back of a truck today, and I told you I'm not clear what the motive was. But here's the exciting news. I filled up today for under $3 a gallon. That was very exciting news, at least in my checkbook. And there is a headline. We're going immediately to the phone, so be patient just a minute longer. But I want to set the next topic. I perceive the good news that could help change the trajectory. Retailers are finally cutting prices. Five takeaways from the latest markdowns by Walmart, McDonald's, Best Buy, and others. Dom, some of these price cuts are pretty steep. And I've been arguing with my son, and my son, he likes to stick it to me. He says, you know, Joe Biden's economy, he's 17, he's a smart ass, going to be a business major. But he always, you know, throws in that Joe Biden's economy. I said, you know, Joe Biden has no effect over gas prices, no effect over the prices in the stores. This is greedflation. These are massive profits driving these price increases. And then they're blaming it on Joe Biden. What a win-win for the corporations. But anyways, we'll get back to this. Let's get to the phones, Dom. You pick them as you see fit.
All right, 844-967-2789. Lots of friends on the line. Let's get to them. Chris from Sun Prairie. Welcome, Chris. What do you got for us?
Hi.
Hey, Chris.
Well, just really calling to say happy birthday to Mike.
Oh, thank you.
For the birthday month. Yeah, and just on the other things that you were talking about, I have to say, I was riding up north to take my grandson up to a camp, and all the way up, all I saw all the way up was road construction. As far as I could see, they were taking this little highway and turning into like a four-lane highway. And I had been up that way before, and boy, it was a lot better driving up there this time around than it was before. So I don't know how people are going to ignore what the president has done with the Build Back Better, but I've seen it everywhere. I mean, everywhere I go, I see road construction. I see things being done. So I think people would really have to
Chris, do you think consumers and travelers draw a connection? Hey, Joe Biden put those orange barrels in the road, and that's, you know, expenditure, and those are jobs, well-paying jobs being created. Do you think people even make that connection? I don't think they do, Chris.
No, I think Biden should have done something Trump would have done. He should have put his name on every single one of them, or Build Back Better. It should have said,
there you go.
Build Back Better on every single one of them, and there should be pointing to them. And that's what they should be doing. I really think that the campaign should be putting out better messaging. I mean, when you talk about the candidate, like you say, there are a lot of things that the president can talk about that he has done. And I just think that the campaign needs to get these issues and what's important to the people out there. I think that you're really onto something with birth control. Everybody wants birth control. I don't know too many people that don't. Fathers of daughters want their daughters to have birth control. You know, I mean, people want their children to have choices and options in their life. They don't want people to have these terrible decisions of you know, whether or not they're going to die to have a child. I really think birth control is a huge issue, and it should be out there. I'm not seeing a lot of that. I think we need a lot of issue ads, and I think that that's how we really should go after a lot of things, is on every single issue. We are losing our democracy. This should be easy. This should not be hard.
Chris, appreciate your call. Thank you for the kind words. We actually had a fine guest the other day, a OBGYN who happens to be a congressional candidate in the 8th CD, her name, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. And Kristen sent me a little heads up, Dom. Apparently, her appearance on the greatest radio show ever has elicited the scrutiny of PolitiFact. And PolitiFact is questioning her statement when she is challenging Ron Johnson, said basically Ron's taking your birth control. Ron doesn't want you to have birth control. I paraphrase, but we'll look for their mostly true or absolutely freaking true.
Totally
we'll
true.
See. We'll see.
844-967.
I'm perusing now.
2789. Let's get to it. We will peruse our fair audience. Thank you for hanging out with us, joining the political party. It's a whole lot more enjoyable when you are a part of it. Otherwise, just me and Crudy yelling at each other. Joe from Madison, you are next. Welcome, Joe. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I just wanted to counter what our guy must. Hey, happy birthday, buddy. Enjoy the day hugely. I would counter what our guy from Muscadet said about Flojo. Dementia Don. Here we go. Dementia Don. Just listen to that shark attack stuff that he had.
Yeah,
that will show you the man is not fully in control of his resources. I would agree with Chris that there is a huge amount going on in state, and part of that is the infrastructure bill. It dropped nearly $7 billion into our state and includes those projects like that Microsoft data center that's taking the place of that god-awful Foxconn nightmare that was Mr. Trump's big deal, the eighth wonder of the world. Well, the eighth wonder of the world just stunk up the place, and it required Joe Biden and people getting together to get this Microsoft data center in, which is going to be huge for our state. I would also say that your comment, Crudy, when you say when Dom had a stats, and the stats are stunning in terms of unemployment going on for, you know, below 4% for 27 months straight, and stock market is high, crime is down. The FBI just had numbers on crime, like murder rates dropping by 26% in this last year. Huge. But your comment, Crudy, was very important. You said the people don't have that perception. And I think that's what needs to be looked at, is why people can't see that, why people – and Chris's idea to say make it Biden's Build Back Better is it's just a very good way to say it, because everybody can see there's all sorts of construction going on in the state. You drop in nearly $7 billion in projects, there are going to be construction projects. So, and I would also say that what's coming down the pike with losing birth control, that's just a very small part of what that Project 2025 has in store. And holy moly, we will be in a different country if Trump is elected and that goes through. Thanks, you guys. Happy birthday.
Thank you,
Joe. Yes.
I guess, you know, maybe I'm being a little harsh when I say Joe Biden's a terrible candidate, but they're running a terrible campaign. They're not even getting the facts about the truth about the economy out. They should be running on this economy, right? And the perception of the greater electorate when polled is that this is the highest unemployment rate in 40 years. It's just the opposite, right? We had 277,000 jobs created the other day. And we're walking this fine line of a superheated, perhaps the best economy in the world. But you ask the American consumer, and they're going to tell you stuff costs too much. And other than, you know, one or two speeches, and no doubt, it starts with the speech. But Joe's got lots of friends, man. There are lots of surrogates that could be out there on the stump. If Joe can't make this effective connection with the American people, then his surrogates need to. And what I would say, Dom, one last thought, and then back to the phones, 844-967-2789. Smart people that are well-informed care about facts. And Dom, you and I have both been shaped our opinions by facts. But I would say most people aren't affected by facts. In an argument, you throw facts in their face, they throw them back at you, because they don't listen to the facts. So if you want to change someone's mind in a real way, and I'm saying this for the sake of the audience, communication theory shows, tell a good story. Sit down, have a conversation, tell a story. But simply throwing facts back in the face of a MAGA is not going to change their mind. Better to pull out the financial pages and look at the profits of BP or a grocery store or Walmart Corporation and say, man, they've tripled their profits. Did Joe Biden do that? Just asking. 844-967-2789.
Let's keep going on the lines. Kathy from Madison, you will be next. Welcome, Kathy. What are your thoughts?
Well, hi, guys.
Hey, Kathy.
I'm a longtime fan, listener. Crudy, I wonder what radio... I initially just wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday, and there's other stuff, but what radio stations do you live or listen to? I hear plenty of good facts from, you know, your station and NPR and a little bit on Wart, too. But anyway,
I mass consume right-wing media, 5:50 a.m., 13:10 a.m., 11:30 a.m. I mean, there's these powerhouse radio stations that are talking to big parts of Wisconsin. That's what I listen to. I want to know what they're saying.
Yeah, I do, too. I can take, like, Mark Levin on 13:10 for about 5 minutes at a time sometimes. But anyway, I mainly call to wish you a happy birthday and to let you know that they're handing out free joints at 1222 Williamson Street, right across from the Willie Street Co-op there, if you can go a couple miles east. And they have pretty good stuff, and you might want to pick up a sample or two. And other than that, they do sell good stuff. So whatever.
Can you tell me what the name of the place would be that I'd be? I don't want to just walk up on a rando on Willie Street and say you got a loose joint.
Hang on, no. It's right across from the co-op, 1222. It's like there's CBD something
on the
door, and they have signs out front.
That's okay.
They have chalkboards out front, right across from Willie Street Co-op, 1222.
Is it free?
And they're open till 9
o'clock. Free loose joints on your birthday or every day?
Every day. Well, no. Just they're handing out free samples today. I'm a regular customer, but I picked up a free. They're smallish joints, but, I mean, they're very good quality samples of something they're trying to push. And they sell plenty of nice CBD products as well and so on and so forth and beautiful glass pipes and so on. So I would just encourage you to make a stop.
Excellent idea, Kathy. Thank you so much. Crudy, when you next time you're around, roll through. You'll check it out. We love to support the local businesses.
Well, but we have a cannabis partnership, Don. We have Devil Radio Gummies. You can get them over at the Herbal Aspect. You can buy them online, herbalaspect.com. You don't think I packed a few for the cabin? Of course I did. I'm good. But that is a good tip. Don, remember when we went to DuPont Circle the morning that Donald Trump got inaugurated?
In D.C.,
January morning when he came out and he said, the American dream is dead. But first, we got in an Uber or cab or something. We went to DuPont Circle in Washington, D.C. We were in town not just for the Trump inauguration, but for that wonderful women's march that happened the very next day. But that day, we go walking up to where apparently they're giving out free joints.
Free
and
joints?
My
what?
Little buddy Dom, free joint. Well, Dom gets immediately in line. I mean, within a minute or two, I'm just taking a little video, just trying to get the bearings lay of the land. Dom's already coming out. Free joint, yeah! Glorious, victorious. He's like, Crudy, why don't you get in line right here and get a free joint? So I step out from the curb and I look down. And Dom has entered in like a break in the line. This line goes on for like four blocks. And Dom has jumped the line and absconded with the first or one of the first 10 or 15 free joints given away in DuPont Circle. And then you didn't have the cojones to smoke it at Trump's inauguration. We stood up and Dom's like, if anybody else is smoking a joint, I'll smoke one. But, you know, we had senatorial seats. We were there on Ron Johnson's tickets.
We're very afraid.
It would reflect poorly back on Ron.
It was starting to sprinkle. I didn't want to get my joint wet. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789. One last segment to wish the old bastard Crudy a happy birthday. Come back with us.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Nair on air.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Tom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too. Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at HerbalAspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
All right, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates, a radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, you want to wish Crudy a happy birthday, do so right now on the lines. Talk or text 844-967-2789.
Tom, I have been checking the text line. Here's a thoughtful text. Someone sent into WMDX from the 920. Competent leadership is boring, and there aren't many as boring as Biden. Trump is far from boring, and we all know how poor a leader he is. He's good at one thing in leadership category, leading people to hand him money.
He's good at grifter.
Cam just complaining about being stuck in the GD traffic right now in Oshkosh. Well, that happens, man. You know, Dom and crew talk, traffic stops. He questions, can you imagine Fox News if Biden put his name on COVID relief? Didn't Trump have something where he, like, delayed the printing of some checks because he wanted to have
one of the first rounds of PPP kind of thing, whatever, some of that the governmental money that came in during the pandemic. I think he put his name on it. I do believe that is accurate.
Tom from New Berlin says, Crudy, you are my hero. There are some other chastising texts. I skipped over those. Here's another one. Lynn from WMDX. I read them, but I'm not reading them aloud on my own birthday. Lynn says, my 401k this year so far has given me $51,000 in returns in 6 months. So I'm thinking Lynn's buying the drinks tonight.
All right, Lenny.
Well, there's more. There's other thoughtful ones. Here's one. Lynn, I believe, same Lynn, perhaps, the drink buying from later. If I were in the Oconomowoc area, I would absolutely hold
make sure you come to the Devil's Advocate debate
money
watch
bags. Yeah, you know, gotta kick a little upstairs to the boss, right?
if you're doing so well, you gotta spread that wealth around.
Phones, man.
All right. Crew's done reading the text line. 844-967-2789.
Take the pot.
789 Northwards. Terry, you have been the most patient. Welcome, Terry. What do you got?
A couple hey, Terry. Of things, guys. Happy birthday, Mr. Cruz. Crudy. Here's let's see, CBS YouGov poll, June 10th. likely voters. Battlegrounds, 50, Biden, 49, Trump. Nationally, 50 Trump, 49 Biden. So I didn't think that was too bad a news to start with.
Yeah, certainly within the margin of error, Terry.
Right. Second thing, I'm out for my walk, along the river, and I meet this young lady as she's walking. I'm walking out, and she's walking in. Anyway, I get to my car, and I see her car parked there, and she's got a little sticker on there that says, "Divorce your Republican husband." I almost waited to congratulate her when she come back to her car. She's 25-ish, something like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I haven't heard, Terry, and thanks for the call, man. I wonder how those Republican dating apps, remember that? That was a thing a while ago. They started doing these really super conservative dating apps. Thank you. Let's keep going.
The right stuff.
Right. The right stuff. Lisa from Middleton, Wisconsin. Welcome, Lisa. Thank you for holding. What do you got for us?
Hey, a couple things.
Hey,
first, I want to wish Crudy a happy birthday from Middleton. I wish
Thank
you
that. Thank you.
And then, yes, branding. We have to change the branding. So, you know, the infrastructure law is named the bipartisan infrastructure law. Why not go all out and change it? You know, it is what it is, but we can start calling it the Biden infrastructure law, the bill, Biden. Give him that. And then second, Crudy, you got to go easy on Joe Biden's campaign messaging. I think he's fighting an uphill battle because of the news media. New York Times the other day had a headline that said, "Biden loves to tell tall tales. We cut them down to size." And I literally was like, are you bleeping kidding me? They're covering that and not covering the bazillion
compared
lies
to the other guy.
Yes, I couldn't believe it. So anyway, go easy on him and enjoy celebrating your birthday and be careful out there. It's kind of stormy.
Not up here, not where I'm at, but yes.
All right, last couple of minutes.
Trump tells
let's
a few fish stories.
Tom from New Berlin, I believe. Is Crudy your hero, Tom? Are you the Tom?
Hero Tom?
Tom, yeah, you're up, Tom. Welcome.
Yeah, you guys are the greatest. You know what's funny is I got you through COVID 4 years ago.
Oh.
And I was like, wow. I see you at Roman Coin.
Yeah, and man.
I think we had things, you know, with Maggie Dawn and stuff.
Yeah, we may have. Yeah. I remember Tom.
I want to come up with you guys. I want to go up to the debate thing. So I you know, it's going to be so cool because it's like this is democracy in progress, dude.
Absolutely, Tom. That's the way we love it. A political party, democracy in progress. The Devil's Advocates hosting. Well, you know, doing the little show action. CNN's actually hosting. But we will be at the Barrymore Theater. Make sure you check it out. Check out the Devil's Advocates Facebook page. Put a little event up there. The presidential debate watch party at the Barrymore on June 27th. Doors open 6:30. Crudy, Dom, Maggie talking some trash about 7 o'clock. The actual debate starts out around 8 o'clock. Callers, I know we had some that we did not get to. Thank you for hanging out with us. Try again tomorrow. We will continue this conversation. You know, democracy in progress. That's what we do here at the Devil's Advocates. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Happy birthday, Crudy.
Thanks, Rich. Thank you, Rich. Thanks, man.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow. Thursday morning, our Women Win Wisconsin segment introduces us to someone running for assembly against Phil Collins or Ben Franklin.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Earl
Ingram.
This relationship that I'm having with my phone, it's a one-way trip to hell. Al from Milwaukee.
What's her name?
Who?
This person you have this relationship with.
My phone. Man, my wife is listening. What are you talking about, man?
I teach healthy relationships, so you can enroll in my class. It starts at 10 o'clock.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.